In my mind, you're one of the Big East's best point guards. And I believe this, Davion, that you're going to be one of college basketball's best point guards next year.
This is the Sean Miller Podcast, presented by Deer Park Roofing. Now, here's your hosts, Paul Frichtner and Adam Baum, with the head coach of the Xavier Musketeers, Sean Miller.
Welcome into this week's episode of the Sean Miller Podcast. I'm Paul Frichtner, alongside
Adam Baum.
As always, we want to thank our presenting sponsor at the Sean Miller Podcast, Deer Park Roofing, as well as the official payroll sponsor of the Sean Miller Podcast, payroll partners, and our friends at TGE Solar. On this week's episode, we are joined by Davion McKnight for a film room episode, which means if you're listening to this in audio form, I highly recommend you go watch this episode on the Sean Miller Podcast YouTube channel, because head coach Sean Miller and Xavier's point guard Davion McKnight will be going through some defensive clips, some offensive clips, of how Davion played in his first season in a Xavier uniform. Davion is eligible to come back to the Musketeers next season, and that's big, Adam, because as we know, a point guard in a new system, having that experience, that should pay off for Xavier next year.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I love this film room in particular because we did one of these with Quincy earlier in the year. And I think anyone who watches Xavier, it's very easy to understand Quincy's contribution. He shoots it really well. He scores a lot of points. Sometimes Davion's contributions, I think, are a bit more nuanced. And to watch Sean and Davion break down film, I think you get a really great understanding of how important Davion is to this Xavier team.
Enjoy this episode of the Sean Miller Podcast with the head coach of the Xavier Musketeers, Sean Miller, and the point guard, Davion McKnight.
Davion, welcome to the Sean Miller Podcast.
Appreciate you having me.
We've had our walk-ons. We've had Dez and Quincy, and I think it's only appropriate that we get you on here. You know, you, Dez, and Quincy have had individually, I think, the best years statistically and have impacted our team in the most significant way. So being able to get you on here towards the end of our season, I think, would be really good. One reason is we have a lot of video that I like to kind of walk you through and listen to you describe it as now we're not at the beginning, we're near the end.
Yes, sir.
So, Davion, first things first, you're like the quiet assassin. You know, you're the guy who lets his effort and what he does on the court speak louder than your words. But this podcast is an opportunity for you to really explain more about who you are, where you're from, and I really want to give that to you. I guess the first thing I would ask is just a little bit about growing up in the state of Kentucky, coming out of high school, your recruiting process, and maybe what led you to choose Western Kentucky.
So I'm from, you know, Shelbyville. It's a small little county in the middle of Louisville, Kentucky, and Lexington. I grew up playing all the sports, football and basketball mainly. You know, just me and my little cousins always in the backyard of my grandparents' house just playing and, you know, just talking trash to each other and just having fun back there. So it always been a fun game to me. You know, and then middle school, if you didn't notice, like, I was a bigger dude. So I was actually the center on my middle school team.
On the basketball?
Yeah, basketball. Yeah, so. All middle school, I was center. And then I get to high school, my high school coach talks to me, and he was like, you know, I want you to start as a freshman, as a point guard. And that's when I think I really fell in love with basketball and really started working. And then, you know, I just kept putting in work after school, before school, and I was seeing my game, you know, evolve. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I started getting offers, and, you know, Western Kentucky offered me, and Coach Stansberry, he just, you know, we had a good connection at start. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's why I chose Western Kentucky.
Yeah. No, Coach Stansberry, he's been at it a long, long time, and he's somebody that I've known for a long time. It's interesting because I think both you and Quincy have one thing in common in that the impression you made at with your former coaching staff and at the program that you were at, Western Kentucky, in your case, talking to Coach Cunningham, talking to Coach Stansberry, talking to the coaches and the people that were around you every single day, they raved about you. They raved about your competitiveness, your work ethic, you know, I think your unselfishness. And it's amazing that when you get that right coach to coach, and they shoot you straight, you ask the tough questions, they give you the truthful answers, how it can really lead you down a good path. And I think that that's one thing that I really value, and I think that really led us towards making such a great decision in bringing you to Xavier because of what they said about you, and I think the impression you made at Western Kentucky.
The Sean Miller Podcast is proud to partner with Deer Park Roofing, a company that's provided elite service for homes and businesses since 1996 and leads the industry in professionalism, quality, and responsiveness. Whether your needs are residential or commercial, like the outstanding work on the Cintas Center, the home of Xavier basketball, Deer Park can handle any job and ensure it's done right. Deer Park's motto is protect what's important, and what's important to you is important to Deer Park Roofing. Visit DeerParkRoofing.com.
Davion, I know you have a special connection with your mom. I'd love for you to talk about, you know, her influence on you, because I think anybody that finds their way from Shelbyville, Kentucky, to the highest level of college basketball, and I believe this in your case, when you leave us, you're going to play at the highest level of this game. You know, you had to have positive influences. Is she the key to your life, the most positive influence that you've had?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, her being a single parent with me and my little sister, you know, I was one of those kids who always wanted to do stuff and, you know, always had AAU, you know, my sister playing travel volleyball. So she always had to, you know, juggle us two, but she made sure she did it. You know, she done worked every day, you know. She gets up at 5 a.m. every day, you know. She makes my away games, home games, and she don't make no excuses. So she's a, you know, a great role model for me to, you know, no excuses. So I feel like I approach every day the same way.
Yeah, and I would say that the thing that I appreciate the most about you, and, you know, look, we've practiced 94 times. We've played 30 games. So we all know each other at this point, is you're as consistent of a player that I've ever coached on an every single day basis. Whether you played well in the previous game, whether we had a heartbreaking loss or had a last second win, and we've had a lot of different things happen this year. You know, I really believe that one of the reasons that we've stayed steady all the way to the end is you being our point guard and how steady you are every day. Now, we talk a lot about just, you know, the importance of doing things right between games. When I think about you before practice, think about you lifting weights with Coach Kett, approaching practice. I can say this as your coach. I don't know if you've had a bad day, not making shots or how well you play, but a bad day in terms of your approach to any of that. And that's the greatest compliment a coach can give a player. So when you think about how that developed, is that how that developed from where you grew up, from your mom? How about coaching-wise, anybody influence you on the court or the field on how to compete every day?
You know, my high school coach, Coach Gaither, and, you know, Coach Gomes, you know, as a freshman, they was on me. You know, my first game as a freshman, I had 8 turnovers. So, like, you know, it's been, you know, trying to get uphill ever since. So they just worked with me in high school, my freshman, and actually my whole high school, I was going to the gym at 6 a.m. before school started, just with them, and just working on, you know, my game and just trying to improve. So I feel like them having the confidence in me and just sticking with me really paid off too.
You know, there's a stat that I think is a trademark of any really good point guard. Me and you've talked about this through the months, and that is assist turnover ratio. Some guys have high assists, but they have high turnovers. And as we know, at the highest level of college basketball, turnover can change the game. Right now, you lead the Big East Conference in assist-to-turnover ratio. You're one of the top 5 assist guys in the league. What's interesting is when we looked at your stats at Western Kentucky and we watched you play, it was one of the things that I wanted to make sure that it helped you get better at, and that you could say, when I went to Xavier, I improved in the assist-to-turnover ratio, because you had a lot more turnovers at Western, and I don't know if you had any more assists either. I think you have more assists now and less turnovers. And it's dramatic, actually, when you look at the difference. If you're talking to a young point guard, everybody wants to be a point guard. and you would give them advice on how to improve your assist to turnover ratio, what are the things that you feel like you've concentrated on that maybe we introduced you to that's on your mind in games, all those things that add up towards allowing you to be that in a game?
I start off one, turnovers is like a big momentum change in games. Especially being a point guard, you're going to have the ball in your hands a lot. So that's for one. And I feel like two is just make the simple play. I feel like at Western, sometimes I got baited into, trying to make the big plays and, trying to get the crowd into it to where you just make a simple play, it have the same reaction. So, just make simple plays and, try not to do too much at times and, play off 2 feet. That's a big one, too, playing off 2 feet.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Jump stop,
yeah,
right?
Playing off 2 feet.
Sometimes when you say the word jump stop as a coach, a young player can, roll their eyes. Like, yeah. What is this? I'm trying to get better at inside out, crossover, and step back threes, right? But the power of jump stopping, landing on 2 feet, playing off 2 feet, and I think Jay Wright, the former coach at Villanova, watching guards. I coached Jalen Brunson. Mm. And I think I told you this story in the under-18 Team USA and was with him in tryouts, was with him in practices, and then coached him in Crete, Greece. And that was before he went to Villanova. And clearly they made him even better at that. But he always had a way of playing off 2 feet. I think physically you remind me a lot of Jalen because you guys are both big and strong.
Right.
Not real tall, but sturdy. And I just think jump stopping and playing off 2 feet, you can play even faster.
Yeah.
And sometimes that simple play you're talking about, you can't see it if you leave your feet or play off one leg.
Yeah.
Where you make the simple play is you've landed on two.
Two, yeah.
And but talk about the jump stop.
Just playing off 2 feet, you can, say you're going in the lane and you got somebody on your hip. When you jump off one, I feel like you can't, there's only one option you can do is either shoot it or try to get a pass off. So, like, jump stopping and playing off two, you got a lot more options. You still got your pivot. You can still go up and score, and it's an easier pass to make.
I hope when you leave here, the one thing if someone asked you about me as a coach, you'd say, one thing Coach Miller emphasized is play off 2 feet, jump stop. Because sometimes I think you're one of the fastest players in college basketball. I believe that, especially with the ball in your hands. But you still have the ability to go that fast and land on two.
Right.
And some of your best plays, our best plays this year, have happened when you're pushing it at breakneck speed, and yet you land on 2 feet and you make a good shot, good play, or get fouled.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. How about the pace? Sometimes when people think about a guard playing faster, they think more turnovers. How about if I said this to you? I think if you play with more force and pace, you turn the ball over less, not more. Does that make sense to you?
It didn't, but it does now. When I first got here, I didn't, the way we was playing, I was, all in my head thinking, turnovers was going to happen more because I'm playing faster than I've ever played before. But it actually is the opposite. I don't know how, but I feel like me playing, the fastest I play now is just I take care of the ball and I care about taking care of the ball a lot more.
So a great thing is, like, we just played Butler, and it was a tough loss for us, but I always keep track, and the stat sheet now keeps this. You realize how many times you get fouled.
Mm.
And I would say the majority of times you're getting fouled are happening in transition. So even in that game, I think you ended up getting fouled 7 times. 4 of the 7 happened when you were pushing the ball at breakneck speed. So when you think about that, that allows us to get in the bonus. That allows you to get to the free throw line. And I agree. I think playing off 2 feet and playing fast with purpose
for
a point guard, it arms you with some more tools in your toolbox that expand your game, not take away from your game.
Sure.
And it's been fun to watch you come in here in June, July, and how it felt and looked. And now watching you play here in the second half of the Big East, I think you're at your best when you're playing fast, and we're at our best when you have the ball in your hands.
The Sean Miller Podcast is proud to partner with Payroll Partners, where you're not just a number. That means providing a best-in-class HR and payroll experience that was built on award-winning technology and live support customer service with a dedicated payroll specialist who's just a phone call away. You shouldn't have to choose between technology and customer service. At Payroll Partners, you get both. Payroll Partners is locally owned and operated by a proud Xavier alum. Visit payrollpartners.net. That's payrollpartners.net.
Davion, I want to watch some film here, and these are all clips that you and I and our coaching staff and our team have watched throughout the year. And what I like watching is, man, some of these games, you forget the great schedule we've played. I think right here we're looking at Houston. One thing you know is that your stats hold up because you've played against one of America's most difficult schedules. So I have a number of clips. I think we have about six or seven defense, six or seven on offense. And I'd love for you, just me and you, to talk about it and kind of walk me through your mindset. First of all, you see up here, we talk about you're the head of the snake on defense. What does that mean to you?
I feel like just me coming out, you know, being the main dude on defense, you know, just leading the troops. If I come out, you know, hard nose on the ball, I feel like everybody pick up their energy on defense. So just trying to, you know, be the leader on the defensive side.
You have almost 50 steals. I think when our season ends, you'll be right around that number, which I think is excellent because, as you know, we're not trying to get a lot of steals with the way we play. And you lead our team in that category. But, yeah, head of the snake, it happens in a lot of ways. This is one of my favorite plays of the year where, if you look, and this is you right here behind, we call this a hard play on the ball. It's just like running it down and boom. You know, again, Quincy goes vertical, doesn't foul, makes the smart play. And you track the ball as a point guard and block the shot. First to the floor, that's, you know, not fake hustle, but real hustle, where you just give yourself up and you're trying to get a loose ball. This is an example of Villanova deflecting the pass, you diving, keeping it alive, and that's still our ball. Again, at Purdue guarding the cutter. And it's just so interesting watching. Like, sometimes we put you on the leading scorer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you guard a point guard.
Right.
But, like, your assignment, I think in all 30 games we've played, has been either their best player or their second most important player on the court. Here's early in the year against Purdue guarding a Zoom deflection. And, again, we keep track of deflections. And, as you know, you're number one on the team in both steals and deflections. Again, diving on the floor, that ends up being our ball. Here's an earlier clip playing St. Mary's, one of our best wins of the year in Vegas. Again, great hustle right there, our ball. So guarding the ball, talk about your thought process in defending the ball. I'll let you narrate this because this is against Epps from Georgetown, was one of the leading scorers in our league. I think he might be the most aggressive guard in the Big East.
Yeah, I agree with that one. He's and he got the green light, shoot any shot.
But walk me through it. What do you see here?
You know, Abu talked to me on that screen. I'm just trying to fight over the screen on this one and then re-screen. I see these highs, so I try to go under. And then he likes that little hang hip swivel dribble with his right hand.
Watch his left hand. He just throws you out of the way. Good physicality. And again, like, the one thing about college basketball, but especially in the Big East Conference, this is a conference that prides itself in physicality. Yeah. And I don't mean bigs, guards as well.
Yeah.
Would you agree that that's something you've learned?
I feel like that's what done helped me defensively prior to, like, Western and Conference USA is, you know, the guards, I wouldn't be able to do as much physicality on ball, like, they would have probably called foul right here. But in the Big East, I feel like they let us play a little bit more.
Yeah. And again, you look at, people have no idea the effort level it takes to guard a guy that many dribbles from the onset, right? 4, 5, 6, one screen, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, throws you out of the way, 14, 15, 16, 17 dribbles, right?
Yeah.
Again, now you're guarding Doss, who's off the ball, right? Great shooter, more of a cutter. So we're watching you guard Epps, who has the ball in his hands a lot. Alamir Doss is one of the Big East best, and I think smartest cutters, right? They set a lot of screens off the ball. And again, back to your physicality, they let big screen in our league too, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely do.
And again, get guarding the screen, being smart with it. Now you have to guard him with the ball. Now you have to guard a third screen. Great. And that's being tough on the ball. Great job setting the tone. And then you battle for the rebound. How about scouting? So we're talking scouting now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think scouting applies to being a good defensive player in your case?
I think it's a lot of it. It's probably half and half. Like, you got to want to do it, and then you got to know, like, certain people's, you know, tendencies, what they're going to do with it. So I try to pick up on that, certain players' dribble moves. And
so in this case, our coverage on the ball is what we call ice, right? But it was only one play we're going to do it against UConn here. Yeah. So we're not going to let him use the screen here. And, again, you're tough on the ball, deflect defense, the offense, and again, that's when you're at your best playing downhill in transition. Last clip defensively, guarding the post crowd. And it's tough, right? Because a lot of times, and think about this guy, right?
Yeah.
Snead, I mean, he's one of the best point guards in the country, and we're asking you to leave him, help in the post, and then recover.
Right.
So it's like being able to go on the dribble, great job, and again, being ahead of the snake, defense creates offense. So many of your deflections and steals and the hard play have really led to some of our best offense.
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Milano, Italy.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Abuja, Nigeria.
And
I chose Xavier University.
For its education, more opportunities.
For passion.
Because it felt like home.
The community.
Campus life.
D1 basketball.
Because I love Cincinnati.
I came here
to be a Musketeer.
I am.
I am.
I am.
And we are the faces of Xavier.
Davion, on offense now, I'm going to let you do the narration. You're a coach on the court, and we have point to post here. This would be a clip that we would show our team. Obviously, we're teaching you. We're teaching everybody. In other words, this is how we want to do it. So what does point to post mean to you?
Me, it's, you know, point to post literally just the point guard to the big setting up in the paint.
Right. So it's a fast push. In this one, you get it all the way to the elbow. It could be a duck in.
Right.
It could be an over-the-top pass. We haven't gotten a lot of it simply because, you know, Zach and Jerome would have been the guys slated to do that. And some of our post guys are younger right now, right?
Yeah.
So we haven't done it as much. But I really believe, like, this is something that you could get even more assist, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's point to post again. So Roadrunner, what does Roadrunner mean?
Get to the rim as fast as you can for me.
So again, now, I learned this in college. I hope you give me the right answer. When I tell you, like, Davion, he's picking you up full court, what do I say to you?
When he's picking you up full court?
Yeah, anybody who picks you up full court.
Just go by him. Yeah,
send him a message,
yeah,
right?
Go right by him.
My dad taught me this when I was like 12 years old. When the other point guard wants to pick you up full court, and just you full court, like he's trying to like really be that guy picking you up, you send him a message in the first couple of times, and that message is, if you're willing to do this, this is how it's going to feel for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
They won't do it. Yeah. They back up.
It's amazing how they back up. Yeah. And this is a great example at Purdue. You want to pick me up full court? Boom. But Roadrunner is pushing it and making him stop the ball. And if they don't, getting all the way to the basket, there to get landing on 2 feet, right? So
yeah.
For a young player that would ever watch this, being a good guard or being a good point guard, it's jump stop doesn't mean less aggressive. It just gives you more options. And by the way, by jump stopping, if you pass to Sasha, that would have been a great play, right?
Right.
And by jump stopping, what does it do? It allows you to get the defender in the air. Again, Roadrunner. This is against UC early in the year, the pace. So you're the head of the snake on defense. You can make the case you are on offense as well, and that's great. Again, they're on a made field goal. This is what you're talking about, playing with breakneck speed and one. And sometimes what we do is we talk about the shot clock, right? So you think about this. That's a made field goal. The shot clock is at 30 seconds, and you are at the rim in 3 seconds. So that's something crazy. We talk a lot about,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, getting it out, you know, getting that quick.
Run to score. Same game, Georgetown earlier in the year, run to score, Roadrunner layup. Some of these are on made field goals, some of them aren't. Against St. John's, run to score. Obviously, in transition with our pace, advanced pass. Here you hit Dez over the top.
Yeah.
Great pass, assist. Again, give Daylon a layup, assist. Davion, it looks easy for people, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
But it's not easy. It takes tremendous work, doesn't it?
It does. It's a lot of work. You just got to, you know, it's a lot of practice and just keep putting it. We practice this every day. So, you know, you got to keep staying with it.
Here's a great going vertical, like a double wall up between Abu and Lazar. Great job. And again, so many times Quincy, when he's had big nights, it's not a set play or half court. It's freeing him up in transition and you finding him early and creating that three-point opportunity for him. The other part that we have is if Dez or Quincy would get the rebound, now you can be a wide runner and it frees you up to score.
Right.
So here Dez is the point guard pushing the ball and watching you shoot the three. So all your coaches, everybody who's watched you grow up around the game, when they talk to me, first thing they say is, it's great to see Davion have so much confidence shooting the ball from the three-point line. You know that you're shooting 40% right now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Just staying with it. I get up shots every day before practice, and I feel like a big thing for me was just you and, you know, all the coaches just having all the belief in the world in me and just really getting not mad but, like, upset that I wouldn't take the three
right.
and saying it's the best shot for the team is me taking the three. So I feel like it's time for me to take it upon myself to actually, you know, just start believing in myself and having the confidence to shoot it.
And you put the work in, like your routine, pre-practice routine where you and Cam a lot of times are in there, it's one over, you know, doing the same thing, believing in yourself, putting the work in. And look, as a coach, I want you guys to have that confidence, but you've earned the right to shoot them in the game. And you said something last week, if you're a quiet guy, I can make a hard argument, that means you're selfish.
Right.
Hey, if you're wide open from three and you don't want to take it, I'm going to call you selfish.
Right.
Not because that's the type of person you are, but really on that play, if you think about it, you're making it more difficult for your team to score, not easier.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that as you've shot the three and made threes and been consistent, I'll give you a great example is at Georgetown, we won that game
mm-hmm.
because of two huge threes you shot in the second half, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of work put in, and again, I think that's why your future is so bright, Davion, that you've added that as well. But again, that's that transition where you're the wide runner. Why? Because Quincy, when he gets a rebound, we don't outlet the ball to you. He becomes the point guard, and you become the wide runner. Davion, when we recruited you, you know, we talked about putting you in a style of play that we thought would be perfect for you and where you could really shine. In my mind, you've had an amazing year and it's not over yet. But I also think that a guy like you, until you step on the biggest stage of college basketball where the brightest lights shine, and that's the Big East, it's like you can't. Like, you never can be at your best until you're on that stage, because the best players, that competition and that competitive fire and pressure, it brings out the best in you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on somebody who'd never played in the Big East, and we talked to you a lot about the Big East. What's it been like stepping from one stage to the next? And when I say big stage, bright lights, bringing out the best in you, how would you explain that to somebody?
You know, coming from Conference USA, I feel like Conference USA was still a, you know, one of the top conferences last year. But, you know, being in the Big East is real. I feel like there's every team on this level is like, if you don't come to play, you can lose. to where Conference USA, like, some teams you know you're going to go in and win, but not here. So I feel like it definitely done met its expectations. As far as, like, competitive-wise, everybody, you know, it's the best of the best, like you said. So you got to be ready to play. And if you're not, you're on the biggest stage, so the world going to see.
Yeah. Well, it's brought out the best in you. And look, I'm your coach, and I'm biased, but statistically, if we put your stats up and just the impact you've had on our team as the point guard, both defensively and offensively, how consistent you've been from start to finish, in my mind, you're one of the Big East's best point guards. And I believe this, Davion, that you're going to be one of college basketball's best point guards next year. I believe that because everything you've learned and gained this year, you're only going to pick up where you leave off. And I think you have one more level in you as a player. And, you know, as a guy that's been doing this for some time now, you know, I've had variations of point guards. Some have gone and played in the NBA. Some have gone and played in Europe. A lot of guys who've been all conference. And I believe this, that you're in their company, you're in that category, and the best is yet to come for you.
Yes, sir. So I appreciate
I'm anxious
you.
To help you get there. And I really respect and appreciate the competitor, the teammate you are. You embody so many qualities that you want in a player, especially a point guard. You know, we call you the head of the snake. It's true. You set the tone. So appreciate your efforts, and thank you for being a guest on this podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
This has been the Sean Miller Podcast, presented by Deer Park Roofing, with your hosts, Paul Fritschner and Adam Baum. Join us again soon for another episode with the head coach of the Xavier Musketeers, Sean Miller.